Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl Mo from ATL Podcast Network. You're now tuning in to my show, Mo About Nothing. Now, let's start the show.
So you can't ask me about mine and then say yours is off limits. That's not a reciprocity.
I just like reciprocity. That's all I like.
This is hard.
It's reciprocity. You learn about me, I learn about you. Wants to make everybody believe I'm spoiled.
Yes, you are. Are you
number
mad?
One?
Are
you number mad? One, I'm mean.
You mean? Yes, you are. Yep. Yeah.
Number three.
You mean again?
Demanding.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's three.
Number four, I'm brash.
Did you say spoiled?
I said that number one. He wants to make everybody believe all that about me.
I know how to make her happy. You want to give me pictures of me?
I can.
The way to Mo's heart is through her stomach.
That's it.
That's true. You got to make me laugh continuously, or you got to make me good food. Those together, we into something. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The person that I would shut, I would have shut shit down for one only.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I don't even know what that
one
feels
like. One
person
only.
So I don't even know what that feels
everybody,
like.
Everybody, you don't have one person that you like. Therese even got one person that shit down for. She may be acting in Hollywood with some 5'4" dark.
But I think I missed out on that because, you know, I go for periods of not dating, so I missed out on that.
I think love is like war. Sometimes conditions line up just right, and you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You catch yourself thinking about somebody when they ain't around.
No, I don't.
You don't.
That's that creep.
I don't think I've ever been in love. Hindsight, I don't think I've ever been in love. I know I've never been in love. Mm. There's no one I would be like, oh, I could do that again. Not, absolutely not.
No, I'm not talking about after the fact.
You never told anybody you loved them.
All that lead up.
Yeah, like, I love you.
I think what's more important
is you do it first.
When you with them, after
it.
The fact. Like, because I've experienced that one time where after the fact, I'm like, man, she's right. Like, I can deal with her bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll go back if I could.
That's only happened to me once in life.
But you double back though.
I hope it's
so
I
it
hope
really happens to you then.
I'll be like now.
So you double back.
One time.
It was for good reason. It was worth it too.
It was worth it. Cause now
going back to the singing the crime.
Right.
Yeah. I gotta investigate this shit.
Right. Now look at bam.
And we're back.
Nah, but I feel like my thing is no purpose for doubling back. Like, why would you leave it? Like, I like to exhaust all avenues and options before I leave. Like, when I leave somebody, what people see the cutoff game, that's a decline. That's not a cliff.
Yeah,
that's a
yeah.
decline.
You know, I talk so much shit, but then that shit just get brought back to you when you like back there again.
Yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
No, I thought you said.
Oh, no. You will never see me there. My ego alone would not let me go back.
Well,
told you, that's an ego.
Yeah, that ego.
That male ego.
I'm sorry. There are 7 billion people in the world, 6% of women. I got like another 3.5 billion women
but
I can meet.
You want them all, though.
No, I don't want them all, bro. Right. Out of 3.5 billion.
But you got to narrow it down. You talking about 3.5 billion.
A third
billion.
Of them are lesbians.
But I'm saying. I'm not. But I'm saying.
And then you got to worry about your
but I'm, but I'm saying. It's no different than a guy. Like, it's no different than a guy who goes up in the hood and never leaves a block. He sees the one bad chick on the block. That's his world. I get out bigger than that. So my world's a little bit more expanded than the block of Southwest Atlanta.
You didn't say that.
Oh, good analogy there.
So my thing is, we got thousands.
That's really important, though. You have opened yourself up to have choices, and you've let yourself be open to those choices. But what happens to the dude that's like, you know what? I want this kind of chick, and that's all that I want, and I know what I want, and I'm not selling for anything else. Because anybody you're with, you're going to have issues with.
Oh, no. And I'm not like that.
That's true.
I accept my 80%.
That's called settling.
I accept my 80%.
And it's not about settling. It's about choosing what you're willing to deal with.
That's settling.
No.
Chad just said.
Nobody's 100%. You're not 100%.
So you got to, I know, but I'm saying people settle for people. Like, you got to settle. Because you're going to miss certain things on people. You're going to miss certain
words.
It's not called
settling.
I hate that word.
Because
I think it's a problem. I think it has a negative
down.
Connotation. It's not negative.
Listen,
it's not negative.
This is really important. Everybody's equipped to deal with different people differently. You know, you're not equipped to deal. You may not be equipped to deal with, you know, Susie Q this way, but you know what? That dude is. I'm just giving examples.
I totally agree.
And you gotta choose. What am I made for? I'm not made for you.
I mean, like,
I 100% agree with you.
Your imaginary expectations realistic. Like, I want Claire Huxtable in Kim Kardashian's body. That's not realistic.
Hello? Okay?
That's not but you got it. What you talking about?
So I know.
So how do I bring that into like this thing, this real life kind of, you know, in fact, like what do I value more? Do I value or do I value? And that's what I mean by settling. I can say, okay, I'd rather her be more Claire Huxtable than Kim Kardashian. Because in the long run, so I guarantee you.
But you know what?
It's settling though. It's kind of like I don't have to these crazy expectations anymore.
I have no
idea. I just don't like that word.
Yeah, settle. I don't.
Yeah, it's the word
like,
settle.
True.
Well, you know what it is.
I guess we'll get married.
We
ain't getting no young. We might as well do this.
Well, shit. I mean,
I could do better.
But I'm not because I'm.
Well, that's always an assumption. You could do better. That's always an assumption.
Yeah, that's a value statement.
Yeah, that's always an assumption.
Every time I have sex, I want to be liking a porn. Like the way they do it in the porn
well,
stuff.
Well,
I'm settling them for this remedial ass sex. That's
No.
Why got to be
that's
remedial?
That's what I hear. Because that's what I hear it when I say mediocre, settling. At least. When I hear settling, when I think about settling, I feel like shit settles at the bottom. Dust settles at the on the ground.
Absolutely.
No. Well, Americans settle in America, or they colonize America. Settler
conquered land.
I'm American. It didn't come down to like your level of understanding. If you can only hear that word and think it means something's diminished, then that means it's going to be hard to have this conversation.
Yeah, I was born in New York.
Because settling doesn't exactly mean.
Well, you know what?
I'm talking about these.
Let's just change the word for them, Chris, because they stuck on the word.
Absolutely.
So let's just say. Obviously stuck on the word.
Didn't you say choose? A choice?
Well, just change the word for their sake.
For me, don't make it like that.
To move this discussion along.
No, the concept doesn't change, but if I say. You know what? I choose if I say, listen, I'm not going to come up to a man or anything and say, you know what? Like, basically, I settled for this and now, that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what? I wanted somebody to find Kim Kardashian,
but nobody says that to somebody's face. Yeah. But we have thoughts in our head that we don't tell our spouse and our other significant other. There's certain things in our head we don't say.
And if we're having a real conversation and I'm talking to you and I'm like, well, how do you feel? And I'm just like, well, I did want this, but I have to settle for this. And I'm not going to say have to settle, but if I have used the word settle, this person's not going to feel me.
All right. Well,
regardless if it's a male or female, the person's not going to be receptive to what I'm saying. Just like it's a hard, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
And I think the issue is that it's the hearing. What we're talking about is the actual behavior.
Well, Chris,
a settling is something you do. It ain't nothing you say.
Well, Chris,
I had some options.
I got a good example.
I had some bomb ass options.
And I expanded my reality. I expanded my horizons. I chose you.
Okay, well, from a guy's standpoint, for example, y'all think settling has to do with like physical and we gotta deal with. No, it's like the 80-20 rule. Like that's what from a guy's standpoint, that's what it means. It's not bad.
Everything with niggas, I'm not even saying niggas, but everything with mostly men is about rules, it's about logistics. It's
like okay, we're using the wrong words. Take the word rule out. It's an idea.
There's no word you're gonna say that's gonna make
because,
it.
Because my thing is people always talk, we talking about physical women. I dated a girl that was 5'1", 160. A thick chick. I was like, you know what? She got a pretty face. Y'all hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay. She got a pretty face, she got pretty hands and pretty feet. Great. All the things that expensive shit to fix. Her body wasn't all that. Got her ass in the gym, and she was willing to go in the gym. She wanted to go in the gym. That was her idea. I just supported it. She dropped 30 pounds.
And now she was better.
And it was, I didn't fix her. She fixed herself.
Let him finish the story.
No. She fixed herself. I just
right
supported,
after that, he left.
I supported her idea.
And didn't talk to her no more because his cutoff game was tight.
I supported her in that, and she supported me in my weight gain. So we were the same weight. I went to 200. She went to 130. And she is doing her thizzle right now. I assume. I ain't seen her in years. But when I left her, she was doing her thizzle. But my thing is it's not settling.
She did her thing.
Well, we separated.
But it is settling. I don't want to lie and tell y'all that it ain't settling.
Exactly, because I don't want an A woman. I want some B's and some C's and some categories. Yeah. Because I want you to get better.
If she never went in the gym, you'd have been okay.
Yeah, because I took her at that point.
There you go.
And like I said, I keep that same energy I had that day. I'm going to keep it down the road.
You take her with that point with the idea that you was going to help her change.
Hell no. Nah. When I met her at play date, she wasn't in the gym. She wouldn't even talk about the gym.
Right, so you're going to settle, baby. I don't want you to.
But she was 5'1 and thick. And I like thick legs, so I was like, I'm cool with this. That
there's only so many men in the world. And of those men, your circle is so small. You're not going to meet all of them.
No, you're not.
You're not. And of the ones that are out there,
there are only so many
that you're attracted to.
Why are you playing hero?
And then of the ones that you're attracted to, there's only so many that want your ass. So that number keeps getting smaller and smaller. Trust me, you're going to settle for what's in that population. Right. You're not going to somehow get one of these niggas on the outskirts.
But let me give you real fact. Real quick, right? So there's a lot of guys that I've wanted. There's one that
you
wants
tell me you
me.
Wanted me, baby.
You're right. You're right, though. You're right. But there's one that wants me.
That's more than one.
Sure that one. I would have never thought that. I would have never thought that even just having a conversation. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm telling y'all.
Say go it. Ahead, let it out.
Hey, Rosalyn, let me make you a drink. Despite how you feel about yourself, Rosalyn.
Had already.
Despite how you feel about yourself, it's God's out there. Trust me, we be checking you.
But let me.
We see you in the club. We be checking.
With them little shorts on. I don't have a rule, but there's something that my phone goes on do not disturb at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't want no one calling me.
That's 9:28.
When this dude calls me twice back to back and my phone's going to ring, I'm going to answer. And I've not had anything like that in 5 fucking years.
Wow.
5 years.
Sounds like somebody gonna break their record. Somebody gonna break their record.
500 nights.
I was sitting there. I just come to the first event. First, she was talking over in the corner, and she said something loud enough for you. She's like, "I don't want to be viewed as a sex object."
Exactly.
And I looked over like,
"I do not want to."
I would see what she was talking about.
Hey, but sometimes when you say that, that's kind of sexy, right there. Like, oh, really?
Make a woman want to just say that loud enough to make sure she clarified that point.
I have to get my point across because you know what it is. Because I'm a substance kind of person. I don't care what you look like. If we can have a conversation, I'm good on that.
It can go down.
Right.
Go down.
So I want someone to we might get naked. Know that I have a lot to talk about, and I'm not just that.
But most niggas would be like this. Most niggas would be like this. You'd be talking, be like, okay, all right. You're taking the clothes off. All right, yeah.
No, I'm the type of dude. I'm talking about politics. I ruin your life.
Yeah.
I ruin your life.
Okay, all right. So, Lampkin, okay? Lampkin, okay? Yeah, right.
And you know, I'm riding with big worms.
Okay, yeah.
You got it. Man, it's hot in here, man. It's hot.
To have someone who's like willing
you gotta.
He doesn't live here, but to have someone willing to travel to come visit me, I'm just like.
Southwest is cheap though, so don't get impressed by
that.
I don't care.
Leaving your comfort zone to come to my zone.
You gonna make sure they comfortable.
You gonna take them out. You gonna bring them out.
Hey.
We not
what rule is that? What rule number is that?
He just texted me. Was like, I want the link. I'm like,
that's rule number. I think 11.
I don't care.
You gonna say we not having sex? Huh?
Act like you care.
Yeah.
Baby.
That's one of my rules. Learn to listen. Act like you care.
Act like you care. But I feel like I can test. I can detect that because you know what it is. Because I'll get, someone will be talking to me, and then
I asked him that he's not telling me.
And I know when they're not paying attention.
No. Because when you learn to listen, act like you care. You pay attention, and you remember past conversations, and you bring it up.
And I know that's fake, so I'm good.
But you won't even know.
That's too much effort. If you
5 years of not dating someone, like I know.
Cause these dudes ain't ready. They're in my rules.
Cause she like
they not me.
But what's the?
She can't be faking like that for long.
So I'm confused. So is that the rule to be successfully single?
That's rule number 16.
Yeah.
Okay, so why do you act like you care if this is rules to be successfully single?
How is it
because successful? If you women want you to be entertained, they want you to be entertained and engaged with the conversation. They don't want you to be like superficial.
Do you really think?
I be forgetting that he said he got time. I be forgetting.
But it doesn't.
I be forgetting.
But my thing is,
he said he got time to plant.
It doesn't take time.
Got the time.
Do you really think I want to hear about Roz all the drop off she did today and all that stuff she picked up?
Do
I'm gonna listen though. I'm gonna listen.
Successfully single is you get all the benefits of being but you ain't got to deal with all the foolishness that comes with emotional
attachment. She'd be like, and but then you know I went and picked up this stuff and he had an attitude. For real, baby?
For real,
he had an attitude? For real?
But you know what I'm saying? It's more than that.
Wait a minute. It's
more than that. I bring up old shit. Like, how is that bitch at work? And she would go with something like, really? I hate that.
You know I hate.
Crazy thing about it is, those are actually the rules of being a successful husband.
But that's one of my rules too.
That is
also,
true.
We just had
a conversation.
Hold on,
Act like you care.
If you listen to my podcast, I'll say that too for relationship.
Yeah.
Because in my relationship I was in, that work too.
You have a relationship podcast?
No.
I'm about to give him one.
In a podcast.
And I in the relationship I was in,
I said that rule works for my relationship. It helps relationship out because everything your spouse talks about, you don't give a damn about.
Yeah.
But you need to let them know that you care about them by listening. And I learned that from my ex. Because, and case in point, it's always my case, she was an admin assistant. She'd come and talk about the girl in the next cubicle and all this stupid
shit. What that bitch do today?
I don't talk about
but my thing is, I worked in HR. I just fired a guy with three kids. Just bought a house and a car. What you got to talk about it ain't shit to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But it has to mean, like, it has to, I have to like it means shit to me.
Yeah,
so I put my shit aside.
Well, I mean, oh.
I'm just like,
so I put my shit aside.
None
listen,
problems that you trying to impede on
download.
Today,
yeah.
Got a lot
y'all
of shit
trying to,
go.
Y'all trying to fix y'all shit.
I got a gang of shit going on over here.
Because,
yeah.
Well, the thing is, I guess I can
because you understand.
To me, it's kind of like when you say it like that. It's like, damn, because I understand that, like. Shit, like what the fuck you got going on does not mean shit to me, but it does mean shit to me because
it's
because everybody has a different level. Everybody's different, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not in HR, so I don't know necessarily what the issues are with that. That's just like people growing up in different parts of the world, people doing different things, people going through different struggles. I can't say
you can't trivialize.
I can't
issues.
Trivialize your issues. Mm-hmm. If, my God, my titties hurt. I never had big titties, so me saying like, man, like you are just like. Over exaggerating because you're perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's just some stupid like that. I can't sit there and trivialize everything that somebody does just because they're not
take
where
that,
you are.
Take that same
so to
thing.
Me, it's kind of like when he's like, I don't give a fuck about that. That to me, that's a lot of fucking work.
No.
Regardless if you got time or not. That's a lot of fucking work to try to
the
pretend
podcast,
to pretend to care.
It's not that much.
You have to find it.
No, it's not.
It's not that deep. But I think y'all wouldn't take the words like fuck. We don't give a fuck. Y'all take it really far.
No, but
in my mind,
just right here, it was really.
No, but you take the word. You take the word and you go far. But in my mind, when I'm like, we don't give a fuck.
Like
when we
ride.
No,
but
no.
I didn't drive.
But when we say we don't give a fuck, it's not like it's that bad to us.
But it's
like,
bad to us.
It might be bad to us. We won't say give a fuck. But
growing
I'm like,
up, growing up, you know, there's certain things you have to do for a woman or to a woman to get pussy. There's certain things you got to do.
Wait.
Let me finish.
You got my attention.
Let me finish. There's certain things you have to do to get pussy, to date, to all that kind of stuff. There's certain things you have to go down the line and do. So if I can't not pay attention to you or pay attention to your problems or pay attention to what's going on with your life, I can't do that.
Depend on.
But it becomes natural and effortless.
Exactly.
It's like, effortless. Like, it's not like we doing
like
a whole lot
dude,
to do
like
it.
Whatever that dude Ross, that's talking about he called twice, whatever he doing, he ain't got to listen.
Well, because you know what?
Bring it to the
because
table.
It's something about that dude that she digs.
Yeah.
And he
I don't like it.
He didn't listen too many times already.
But, well, you might want to hang out with Justin for a while and get that whole cut off.
No, but it's but like Brent said, it's important relationships because everything Brent is into, Chris ain't into it, and vice versa. But the fact that that she exactly, and that's good though, because y'all that means y'all separate people, own identity.
Yes.
But the fact that you respect him enough to know that this is important enough to listen to, and vice versa, that's the important part in relationship and building a relationship.
Absolutely. And then here's the most important thing to me is like, if I can't come to you and talk to you about these things, who am I supposed to go talk to them
about?
That's right.
I'm not going to the next nigga. Yeah. I'm coming to you. So you, I mean,
not go to the next nigga. Better not go to the next nigga. You know what that means.
Hey, don't worry, Chris. If I see talking to a nigga in the streets, I'm like, Brian, call Chris.
Hard. We can't be friends with you and you at the same time.
Got to pick, make a choice.
Exactly.
Right. Or otherwise,
we're voting you.
Otherwise, we're going to be in a spot one day. You're going to walk
over to us. I'm going
to
have t-shirts made.
Hey.
And y'all make jokes.
I'm Chris friend. I ain't joking. I'm Chris friend. I can't talk to you.
All right. All your bullshit.
Sorry.
So Mo, I say all that to say that it's not hard because it's actually what we do every day. It's like when you go to work and you turn on that switch to go into that work mode. Mm-hmm. That ain't who you are. When you step out, you get a Mo. You looking back at the ass like this on Instagram. But you ain't gonna do that at work, though.
I don't do that at work.
That's how she make her tips. Well,
so it's not hard, but you make it a part of your personality. And it's not a bad thing because sometimes these women like that I hang out when I'm single, they're really my friends. Like I truly care about them. If they call me for something, I got you. You know, I've spent time in the hospital with a woman that I met like a month before, and she was in the hospital with some blood clot. And I spent time in the hospital. I was like, you know, I ain't got shit to do. I'm here with you. Let's
the
chill.
That shit take the heal.
It took. I spent one night. It was one night.
Yeah, blood clot, not that long.
Yeah, I mean, but she had no family in town, so I was like, whatever. I come to the hospital.
That may be reoccurring. You
know, it wasn't Grady.
Issue.
Look, that's reoccurring though. It might happen again.
But my thing
is like, how long?
Does that take ain't no problem with that. You know, if I'm cool with you and we ain't been through no shit and I cut you off, you got
but
it.
When he cuts you off, you got a blood clot. You are fucked up. Don't call.
No, you're not like fucked up. You better have
another blood clot, buddy.
It's not like that. But I feel like people when you break up and they come back, like you look at them lesser. And that's why I try when I'm in it, because when I get out,
you
I'm like,
do,
I'm not about, I'm not about to look at you.
You want them to be as strong as they were when they
exactly
with you when they gone.
And honestly,
dude, a lot of females can't do that. They can't be as strong after you out their life as they are when they're
But you know what? No, no.
I know dudes like that.
I know. But yeah. Sometimes I'm like that.
No, it's more me though, because
say female.
I won't respect you as much if you come back. And you was on some bullshit before, and I tried to talk to you because I'm not an argumentative person. I'm like, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
If I raise my voice, I'm like, hold on, let me calm down and walk over here. I'll be back. But if you bullshitting,
don't just walk off, do you?
How you said what? Because
I hate that. I say you don't just walk off, do you?
No. I walk off from the room.
You be trying to argue though.
Don't turn your back on me.
I'm super big on my zen and being chill. And not raising my voice at a woman or anybody for that matter. And if I find myself raising my voice, I feel like I'm out of control.
Yeah, you are.
I don't want to be out of control. I want to control myself at all times.
Right.
So
hey, man, why you fuck with
the fan, man? I just bumped it up. I'm
sorry. So my thing is, I don't want to come back, because I feel like after all we talked about and we couldn't get a resolution, we're coming back because that's what we know.
I just want y'all to close your eyes. Think about this phone call. When she driving back home and she called Mr. B. Girl, what?
So call him up. Ooh, I don't wanna call him. Call him up. I'm calling.
Y'all, I ain't never heard a man voice sound that light.
Hello.
Would be that serious.
Exactly.
Hey, this is
Mr. Big had little time for the bullshit.
So funny. Mr. Big was like, nah, bitch.
Hey, this is a good conversation, man.
Kelly's telling me.
Why are you calling your daddy anyway?
He like, damn, just
they like
80,
damn. 85.
Like, what you doing here?
Because he beat him up the first time.
How funny.
Talk about Kelly take this phone, but Kelly wasn't even in the same car.
Man to man like, now.
He was like, Kelly take this
we
phone.
We both know the game now, man to man.
She was my bet. Hello.
Who is only R. Kelly, but R. Kelly's a
he set his own Mr. arch nemesis.
This is Mr.
We gonna argue for the next 15 years on
that shit crazy.
That was those are my favorite songs.
Did y'all see Contagious? Wasn't that the one he did?
That's one with Shantae Moore.
Hey, that was good.
I love that one too.
He said, "Before I catch
you know
a
what?
Case,
I could never get with R. Kelly like at all. He grosses me out.
He's a little older than he like him.
Yeah. You about? Oh, his new girlfriend is pretty young.
Always.
I like Kelly. I like R. Kelly. But that nigga can be my friend. Like, we can't be friends.
Because
I can't be in court lying for
and
this nigga.
And I think that's the problem. I think that's the problem. We try to separate. And black people do it better than anybody else. We try to separate the artistry from the issue.
Oh, my God. That
There's
was
Michael
the,
Jackson.
That was...
There's
the conversation, exact conversation that we had last week.
You don't get to choose.
I heard it.
That was a rough.
You don't get to choose the part of Mike Tyson that knock people out, not the part that rape Robin Givens or OJ Simpson.
I don't believe he raped Robin Givens, dog. I don't. I'm sorry.
You don't get to do that.
Y'all think so?
I don't think that people, because they gave us, like, literally gave us
gems to
watch.
He went to jail for raping
somebody
else.
You know what I'm saying? And things
to think about.
That was his wife. Last week, he literally brought his psychologist to make sure that every episode there was no negative depiction of black people on TV.
Who did?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, first he rapes, then he saves.
Yeah.
Oh, he
rapes and saves.
But he only rapes.
That's to say.
But he says what he rapes.
He only rapes enough to say. Yeah.
Well, he rapes.
I don't tell y'all what bothered me about niggas. Y'all thought this man was going to buy NBC. Y'all know how much NBC is worth? Exactly.
Listen.
He was, I don't know where that rumor started. Listen. He was looking at getting NBC Universal. No.
Even if he was, they wasn't going to let him do it. You know, right. You know, powerful ass black people always got to get knocked down to some sort
I don't
of way.
Think that nigga, I think he started that rumor knowing good way he wasn't going to do it.
$64 billion. Warren Buffett can't afford NBC.
Yeah. I mean, he can afford a good bit. I think he's about to buy a good bit.
If y'all look at net, his hold net on, worth, he couldn't security. Afford 5% hold on, you of what on. NBC is worth.
Well, NBC's owned by Comcast, so are you looking at Comcast numbers on NBC?
No, we looked up the numbers, y'all. It's $64 billion NBC is worth.
Because Comcast owns all
that. And if you look up his net worth, how is he going to buy it with that?
He was going to buy one point.
And it wasn't for sale.
He would need 27,000 other goddamn steel concerts to walk in there with that money.
That's one of those myths, one of them urban myths,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but black people like, yeah, he was about yeah. to.
No. That's just like, you know, the 9/11 was an inside job and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I can't believe that 54 women came forward and he didn't touch one of them the wrong way.
Kim Trails.
I can't believe that. 54 women?
Yeah.
Came forward and he touched one of them the wrong way?
Whether it was 54 or whether it was one, should he go to jail?
No.
Don't give a damn if it was just one.
Well,
of
because
them.
Of the law, it's past statute of limitations. So yeah. If it's past statute of limitations,
that don't mean he ain't do it.
No,
that ain't mean he ain't
do it.
You
know what, businessman, they can call me about my student loans for 80 years, but then somebody's rape got to be statute of limitations. I just don't understand.
Yeah. Hey, Mo, you know what it was when you took them loans.
You know, I didn't. They told me.
I didn't have no lawyers at that time to read over my contract.
Me and Zoe argued for 15 minutes. Why they coming out now? Some of these women have waited 40 years to finally have a voice about this.
But the thing is,
he ain't going to jail. They not getting no money, but they just want to make their voices heard.
Exactly.
Finally.
No, they're going to try him again. They're going to try him again after the bitch trial.
I mean, this shit kind of fucked
and
up.
And it make it sound like, why are you saying it now? Like, you should shut the fuck up and never say it.
They had that one lady that basically had her record sealed.
When you have that happen to you, you want to figure out how you can fix it yourself before you try to blame someone else.
That's true.
Because, you know.
Responsibility.
You want to make sure, like, can I deal with this?
Because, you know, they have a lot of victim shaming.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot of victim shaming. You know, because when you come out, and especially with black men, too, if it's black women against black men, that's different as opposed to white women and black men.
26 of the women were actually white. The issue that makes it unique for him is most women are raped. Don't get to look on TV and see their rapist getting humanitarian awards.
Right.
They don't get to hear this person talked about like a legend.
Right.
Most rapists. These women are a unique set.
They are, because going against Bill Cosby
in the 80s.
You like, bruh.
Yeah,
like,
he was Kingpin. He was like Teflon Don.
He'd already admitted. Yeah, I told her. I gave her some. Did he say Quaaludes? What did he say?
Sleeping pills. Yeah. But I think if we change it for like men that's listening to it, like for men that's questioning it, if you were a man raped, would you come the fuck out?
That was my perfect analogy from the Grown Ass Man podcast when I told both Doug and Zo.
You ain't going to say shit.
If I knocked them out and then didn't nobody know I knocked them out.
I remember that one. Because you did ask for that night. That was really fucking weird.
What are you talking about?
He said if I knocked y'all out and knocked y'all ass out, would y'all say anything?
About what?
It was just me.
Punch him.
That's it.
What I said. So I said,
yeah, I'm going to tell somebody. So I said, justify why I'm going to kill him. That bitch knocked me out 2 weeks ago, Your Honor.
Chris.
And now he won't knock nobody else out.
Because if you punch him in the club and he don't die, what would you like, you weak ass?
Yeah. I need him to be fearful the next time.
That's what I told Doug. I said, Doug, if I knocked you out, when nobody here, but I knocked you out and you got up. And then the next week I knocked Zoe out. And every time y'all came here, when nobody was here, I knocked y'all out. And then y'all be so well, y'all be like, man, I gotta tell somebody this shit.
Exactly. So that
Brad been knocking my ass.
Every time I call,
he keeps punching me.
Why the fuck I keep going to get knocked down?
And I wake up in the bed.
Nah, ass but hurt.
Like same way. If a black man got raped, nigga ain't saying shit. Not to his boys.
We know a very small percentage of men come forward.
He would not.
Yes, very small.
He would not.
And more women than you think don't come forward either.
Yes. I could only imagine.
In the military, 80% don't come forward. 80% of women raped in the military don't come forward.
I could only imagine.
Yeah.
Because it's just the way that, society views women. It's enough, like, even something as small as Twitter. You know, black Twitter is a big thing. But even them, the way that you see men, what they say. But it was a girl even on there. This girl on there was like, what'd she say? You don't know. But she tweeted, said, she said, when a woman gets raped by one man or sexually assaulted, it's the end of the world.
But yet she want to open up her vagina to 37 men. Like that's like at that.
No, that's different. That's different.
Real honest. So I'm so tired of stuff like that.
I get so upset because I'm like, okay, so it's like I want to drink all the water, but I'm not gonna want nobody to shove that shit down my throat. Oh, exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a double victimization. Not only do you get raped, but then you gotta prove that you got raped. They gotta prove it. Like, I didn't ask for it. It wasn't because when a man get raped, somebody say, "Hey, man, what was he wearing?" Nobody asks that stupid shit. It never crosses my mind.
What was he wearing?
Nobody, like, it doesn't justify whatever my job is.
Right.
It doesn't justify me. Were
you a sexual worker? Right. Were you dressed provocatively?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Where were you? What time were you out? Were you alone?
Did you shave that day?
Specifically.
Because if we walked down the street and we got raped,
did it ever happen?
That would be a question.
Yeah. If I'm a male stripper, I still don't give you the right to rape me.
Yeah, no.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people just look at, like,
I just want to dance.
Yeah. Man,
I feel bad for even laughing, man.
You got a nice haircut.
I feel bad for even laughing at that male stripper shit.
I keep getting upset. She was like, I just came to dance for y'all. What y'all trying to do? Yeah.
No, that's true. That shit's so fucking weird.
For men, like, nobody asks the question.
It's nobody so fucking weird.
Nobody asks the question.
And it just doesn't make sense. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
It is so weird to me. To rape a woman?
What's weird about it? Well, what I think about
in the world,
right? That's what
people
I said.
Are
no, it's
up, not,
not about
women?
Sex.
It's mentally.
It's about power.
Right.
It's about power.
Okay, so
well,
I
like to share my power in my home.
That's my power.
Yes,
I think a serial
right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I've been sexually assaulted as well. And to think about, I was younger than that. So, especially like,
all right,
because I can't say no. Right. Think that my no has nothing to do with you. It could be a lot of things. But then when you decide to be aggressive and take it from me, then I'm not okay with that. That's rape. And the thing about it was, is like, for me,
that's got assault.
The people, right? The people who who did it
exactly
didn't understand why I said no, because one, I had a party that night. It was Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, like, oh, she's turned up.
Right? She's fucked up. She's in the bed, butt ass naked. But that does not give you the right to take my body. And the thing about it, the question of, do I say something or do I let this ride? And it's just like, that was the hardest part, because it was quick, but then the actual aftermath was like, Rosalind, do you say something or do you not? And here's the thing for me, right? So these were frat guys, right?
Oh my God.
And they right, and so they have this, you know, they get pussy all of the time,
so I was like, why steal it?
But no,
why you stealing pussy?
Here's why though. It's because Rosalind doesn't give it to y'all like that, because you can get it all the time. I'ma just take it, and that's what it was.
I guess my mind's fucked up, because I'm like, even
it's not. It's about control.
I don't push about women.
It's about control.
I like to push about me. So they can't say shit when I leave them.
Yeah. For the average rapist,
you got me.
About sex, mm-hmm. except sex.
Exactly.
Sex
right.
is about power.
That
right.
shit crazy. Mm-hmm. That's why when women choke, I'm like, you sure? Like, I tap around the neck. I'm like, maybe next time.
I mean, no one talks about the aftermath. It's just a lot.
It's tough.
It is. It is. And even like that situation with Nathan. What's that dude's name that made that to build a nation?
Mm-hmm.
You talking about
Birth of a Nation?
Birth of a Nation. What's his name?
Nate something.
Nate. He came from Parker.
You talking about Nate Parker?
Nate Parker. When that came out about rape, and then it was
what was about rape?
So he raped. Apparently raped a girl at Penn State.
She committed suicide.
Y'all talking about real life?
Yeah, and that was like when that, like, it kind of overshadowed
the movie.
And the movie was all, I could not make it through that movie.
It was a good movie.
No, I couldn't make it through it though. It's like movies like that, when you know, I had to pause it, come back to it.
He's from Alabama, so you know how they are.
I'm from Alabama. So what you said?
He's in the heart of.
Turn that skin into like.
He was like, I've seen this before.
Wagon wheel.
Oil. I was like, what the hell?
Those are just rumors. They didn't do that.
They could have been 10 minutes long.
That was visceral for black people.
Mm-hmm. They could have been 10 minutes long.
On wagon wheels, like, you don't grind your ass up in this world. You act like, you know what I mean? He scared a lot of people, y'all.
Yeah.
In a South where blacks outnumber whites 10 to 1. You don't want, I mean, yes, I mean, black people, they killed after that.
Yes.
To show how, hey, we still in control, y'all.
Yes.
The last people did that was in Haiti. You know what happened to them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what they did to them white folks in Haiti?
That was the first revolt. It was like, that's not happening to us.
How many white folks you think in Haiti now?
None.
Exactly.
Dio woke up. Y'all, Napoleon wouldn't go to Haiti after that bullshit.
They said, fuck them Haitians.
Napoleon wouldn't even go, this was the strongest. No, I'm good with them niggas.
I'm
so
crazy. They good.
Yeah, he went too far with that movie.
That sugar, that goddamn molasses.
He went too far with that movie. He should have made Get Out,
man.
A little bit more subtle.
The second place.
A little more subtle.
That movie was rough.
I know people usually we have arguments, but I usually don't like watching. I stopped watching movies about slavery.
And the only movie I watch about slavery
is Roots.
No. The only movie I watch over and over again.
Roots.
Over and over again.
12 Years a Slave.
Django. I watch Django all the time.
Because he's killing.
Because white people out here saying niggas.
Yeah, no. Django.
Like it's free.
Django is 121 times.
No, but I
say, I like the way you die, boy.
I like Django. I like Django.
Django did, yeah.
And then Al Jackson was annoying.
I
love Django.
But he was the truth.
Yeah. Get that nigga on that name.
No, I like what's his name on that Leonardo DiCaprio.
Get that nigga on that goddamn neck. What you talking about?
Because I heard what he had to go through for that movie.
Yeah,
that must have been awkward as shit for Leo. Carrion, what's the name? Told him to say nigga when they got on set. Like, yes. Say it normally. Like, call us nigga when you're on set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get used. That's what
you know who the fuck
they did.
That's what Carrion.
Did y'all get to see Don Johnson when they was at
Daddy.
Who that nigga? He said, "I got 32,000 reasons for you to listen to me." He said, "Well, come on in." You hear that? Yeah, what you want me to treat him like? You want to treat him like a white man? No.
I love
that movie. Treat him like Sam. What's that boy? The retarded boy down at the stop? Yeah. Well, that movie was so hilarious to me.
I think I saw it twice, but after that, I haven't looked at it since.
That was a good movie.
I haven't looked at Django since.
It was a good movie.
Nah, but 12 Years was good, but it was a little hard.
But it was real. I think slavery for women was completely different than it was for men.
I know. I've been there.
I think we were at a spot one night, and Django was actually on the screen, like playing. And the sound was down. And they were partying up. I'm sitting there looking at Django. Django, like,
he knew all the words. He was like,
but no, but I will tell you one part about Django that I will watch over and over and over
his dick. You got to see his dick.
No, not even that
when
part.
When old girl came out the box, hot box.
No. That part when they started being the Ku Klux Klan, they started wearing them little masks. And they was trying to cut that. Like, my eyes are messed up.
My wife spent hours cutting these.
Hard eyes. Tan.
Hey, that shit was funny.
He said it was a rig. She did a real good job.
You ungrateful bastards.
Too funny.
That part was
funny. He went home. He got his bag and went home.
Me and mine. Don't worry about me and mine.
Well, Clyde, it ain't like that.
He said, "Well, hell, I'm not wearing this shit. For the love of God, I'm not wearing this shit."
I watched it again this weekend.
That part was
the best part to me. I died. I was like, "They out here tripping."
That shit was hilarious.
So y'all make sure y'all go on Amazon tonight.
I'm on it right now.
That's what you were doing.
Amazon Prime, yeah.
Is it Django on there?
No,
it's Prime Day.
Probably it's Prime Day.
What's Prime Day?
Oh, it's Prime Day. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's Prime Day.
I'm about to get my fire sticks.
It started an hour ago.
You know, I hate seeing
Prime
stuff.
Day?
You get free shipping for like 2 days.
Not even free shipping. You get all shipping. Low.
Yes, I'm saying. It's like really low. Like, what will you buy?
Everything.
TVs.
Drugs.
So, weed. The reason you niggas going there trying to get
diapers,
one thing.
Whatever you want.
Because I want you to say who's going to be a hero today. I want you to, you know, anoint a hero from this podcast.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Rob Kardashian.
He has evil superpowers, though.
Who that?
Got evil superpowers.
Nah, bro. My powers are to save. I save more than I hurt. But I hurt to save.
But when you hurt, you always say.
So you the hero tonight, the first hero ever on Mo About Nothing.
I mean, listen, you have to start off with a bang. I mean, who would I be if I didn't?
All right, so we'll say tonight.
I mean, I think that all of us women tonight were heroes.
Yeah,
on the podcast.
I think Roz
is the
hero.
Why you look at BT like you don't think so? You don't want to
win. Roz the Roz the hero because she got on this skirt and this shirt.
Well, when a hero comes along.
Because I need to understand why
you
picked.
With a strip to carry on. You know, she got to have a strip to carry on.
No, Roz is the hero because she was willing to talk to y'all about something personal.
Yes.
That's some real shit.
I tried to do the joke. That made me uncomfortable. Your whole story made me uncomfortable. Okay.
We can tell because you made a stupid joke.
I'm past it.
Yes.
And the thing is, I think it was definitely a trickle-down effect of emotional shit that my father was reading. I told y'all that. We don't deal with any, not at all. So we love each other. But when it comes to crying, my dad will hang up in my face.
What?
Because he can't stand to hear me cry because he knows when I cry, I'm really hurt. And then for me to have to talk to him about like my emotions when that happened, it was just like He couldn't fuck nobody up. He couldn't beat no one's ass. Like, he was ready to kill somebody.
He had a plan. Yeah. He had that piece of paper just spread
out. Oh, yeah. Knowing my father, I knew how much I could tell him. And I mean, that makes me not want to share stuff. And it's not because I don't want no one to feel sorry for me. Yeah. I still don't like people to feel sorry for me. If I hurt myself, I got this. I'm okay. And just even with that, I didn't want anyone to feel sorry for me. I didn't tell my best friend about it. I don't tell my best friend.
Okay, you want a hero. You're a hero, goddamn. All right.
I can talk all day.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
That's story. True. Yeah, that's, don't say. I told. Listen, I don't want to put my mom out there, but I told my mom. You know what my mom told me? My mom said she was upset. But the first thing that came out of her mouth was, "You was probably somewhere you shouldn't have been."
No,
that was the first thing that she said.
No,
She did that out of anger. She did that out of anger. I think she was hurt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it still hurt my feelings because it was years ago that I told her. But mm-hmm. it was just like, wow, mm-hmm. like
that's what you think
where
of
was
me.
I at? Right? Like, where I was at school. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm at college where I'm supposed to be.
I shouldn't be.
Right? Like, what am I doing? I'm on campus. You sent me here.
The first reaction is try to make sense of it.
Right. But then when you think about a lineage of molestation, mm-hmm. or when you think about your grandmother and mm-hmm. how she had to deal with it, your mother mm-hmm. and how she had to deal with mm-hmm. it. And then how they were treated as mm-hmm. well. I don't think they really know how.
You don't know how to help anyone deal with it.
They assume some level of self-guilt and they translate
I don't think we didn't discuss things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom didn't discuss things like that with mm-hmm. me. And my grandmother definitely. My grandmother is very sexually open. She will tell me to try the merchandise before I buy it. She'll say, she'll say everything. You know what I mean?
Brother.
So she thinks, she...
Can't just touch something on the shelf to open the package up without paying for it.
Like I did back in the day.
What are we doing?
Y'all got mad at me when I put the deodorant on in the grocery store and put it back.
Exactly. He said he opened up the dressing bottle to taste the dressing first. And
wow. Put on a little finger.
Back to your story, because you want to be a hero
serious.
Too.
I don't want to joke about this crazy shit. But yeah.
But yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's what, when I say about, like, victim blaming, mm-hmm. that I think people are taught
and slut shaming and things like that.
They are taught that.
Anyone can say, Roz, what were you doing? Or, I had a party. This was the party of all parties.
It was Cinco de Mayo.
It was Cinco de Mayo. And the thing about it was like, we partied. And I'm the kind of person, like, I get sleepy when I drink. So
me too.
I went to bed. I was vulnerable. I went to bed. I was alone in bed. And that was what it was.
But who lived there?
They just walked in your room.
Yeah. And I think, and I'm tempted to ask, but I don't want to.
Go ahead.
So I think when there's no resolution to these issues, because what happens? Like, did somebody go to jail? Did somebody get prosecuted?
Right.
And when I think enough African-American women see that nothing has happened to these people, and it reinforces this adage, you know, boys will be boys.
Absolutely.
Men will be men. So it's the responsibility of mm-hmm. women to make sure this mm-hmm. thing doesn't happen, mm-hmm. which gets back to this guilt piece that kind of plays itself out a couple of different times. I'm not at work. This shit's supposed to be funny.
But I like my mm-hmm. shows to also be very informative, because women don't, men as well, don't talk about a lot of the issues that we talk about on this mic.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the fact that we're able to have open conversations like this and then put it out so mm-hmm. people can say, like, yo, like, this
and if
is
you
real.
Went through it, if you're like a, if you're listening, and I don't know who's listening, but if you're a college student and you're allowed to talk about it, you don't have to worry about their degree. And I worked, because one was going to school to be a doctor.
Yes.
One was going to school.
And I was
so worried about, like,
you against them,
because here's the thing,
because they're gonna protect each other.
Exactly. And the thing, it was too, and the thing about it is like, I was known to be like the party girl. I'm still a party girl,
right?
But like, I was known to be the party girl, the one who always wants to just have a good time and love everybody. But the thing for me was like, you know, they're not gonna believe me. And that's what I said. I was like, they're not gonna believe me. They're not gonna think I was in the right. They're gonna think I was just probably asking for it, and for whatever reason I decided to, you know, this happened, and they wanted to have sex with me, and they were allowed to because they were men and whatever,
right?
But all this shit went through my head. So then literally that year, school was tough because I had to see them every day. They lived across the hall from me in mm-hmm. school. So I had to see them every day. Of course, I'm in the scene with the frat guys and all this. I saw them, and I saw them like kind of like with other women. And it's just like, I'm not going to say anything, though. I kept sucking it up.
I sucked it up all the time. I sucked up just the guilt, and I sucked up the, you know, this will be okay. And then on top of all of that, once we all graduated and everything, and then we came back to the school or whatever, and I saw them again, and they were like, "Hey, what's up? You can't talk to me. Did you know what you did to me?" You. And the thing about it is, they thought it was okay because I didn't say anything.
Right.
Did I want to? Yeah. Yes. Did I think it would do anything? No.
So you didn't report?
Didn't report it.
But you know what?
Didn't report it. Because there had been other women who, not by these guys, but just had been raped in our dorm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they reported it, and they left school and didn't finish. My goal was to finish. Make my parents proud and finish. That's all I cared about. And then I ended up having to, like, I dealt with it. And then I moved to Florida because that was the only thing that was going to make me be okay. I could not be in the same city with them. No one got it. So they blamed me for just being, I was treated like a failure because I had to leave. And I ended up leaving the school to go to another school, you know, to finish up because I could not stay. And then for me, it was just like, I feel like I copped out. I feel like I failed a lot of people because, you know, I didn't report it, and then I left, and then people were like, "Why'd you go?" And I couldn't tell them the truth, because if I told them the truth, then I'd be reporting it. And to this day, a lot of my frat guy friends, or just even just friends, fuck a frat, like the people that I went to school with,
right?
They still contact me, and they're like, "Oh, we're having this, that, and the other." I'm not going because I know I'm going to see these people,
right?
You know what I mean? So I had to just be like, you know, just. I'm still faking it. At 36 years old, I'm still faking it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Still faking what happened. And I don't tell people because I don't want no one to feel sorry for
right.
me.
Right.
But I talk about it because I know it's going to help somebody.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I'm like, okay, if the strength level is from 1 to 100, I'm at a 75. You know what I mean? But I know some people right now may be at a 30. And maybe at a 4, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if I can say, you know, yes, report it, 1, fuck them, report it, 2, yeah. And be okay and seek help and counseling. Yeah, I've been through like
countless 10 therapists. Years of
counseling. I had spiritual counselors. I've had just like psychiatrists, and they know I'm good, but I just need to talk. Yes. And that's just what it is.
Yeah. So everything, y'all know where we know everything about PTSD from?
War.
No, it came from rape.
Oh, okay.
Everything we know about PTSD, we treat the soldiers at the VA on treatments we developed specifically for rape victims.
Mm-hmm.
And it's effective because we look at it the same level. We feel like a woman being raped is essentially the same as a man watching somebody getting their head blown off.
Yeah.
It's an experience I'll never forget. It will always be there. And how can they better cope with it?
And who can you fight?
In both of these situations, individuals, they don't have control of their environment. Mm-hmm.
Right.
They didn't have control in such a way. So there's all these things, these behaviors that they engage in to try to control an environment that at one point before that they felt they had control of, to have it snatched away in some way.
Yeah. When you put it in that terms for real, like, that's man terms.
It makes sense.
A dude had blown away. Like, if I saw that shit, I'm like,
you thought you knew the world. You understood it. That'd be
crazy.
You probably thought she was going to live a full life, and all of a sudden you saw that shit blow up, and everything's different.
Yeah.
The world looks completely different than it before, because that could have been me. Yes. And now I got engaged in all these different behaviors to ensure that that thing doesn't happen to me.
And if it's the same for veterans as it is for rape victims, I think that, I mean, I can speak from the role of a veteran that's saying that it helps when you're with other people talking about it, knowing that you're not alone. Like, you felt that too. You really saw that too. Mm-hmm. You know, knowing that you're not by yourself and you're not the only one thinking these things and thinking that you're by yourself, and you have a voice and you can make a difference just by being vocal about it and, you know, not keeping quiet. That's true.
Yeah. No, that's true. But you have to get over the initial. I think the initial shock of it, and it takes an insane amount of time. For some people, it's not, but it takes an insane amount of time to feel comfortable to actually talk about it and know that people are going to be looking at you and still have to like blind out or block what I feel like you're thinking about me or what you're thinking
exactly
about, what you're thinking about me. You know what I mean? And I can imagine, like, I can't. I mean, I guess if we're looking at the same thing, like veterans, like people, even like looking back and you just say like people approaching you, mm-hmm. or if you're thinking of mid thought and I'm not paying attention to my surroundings, then somebody like mm-hmm. jumps up and scares you. You know what I mean? And you look like you about to do some kung fu on some motherfuckers, right. because you like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, but you get testy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
you know, my homeboy driving when he got back. He driving on the interstate when he got back. And he thought he was still in Iraq.
Yeah.
And he going on an underpass and he come out. You know, you can't go out the same way you go right. in.
Yeah.
So he jerks the wheel to the left. You know, to the right, I mean, to come out from up on the underpass a different way because they drop bombs on
that's right.
trucks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And he downtown Birmingham driving crazy. On the interstate. He yeah. going on the underpass yeah. and he car swerving all behind him and stuff. I'm like, yeah. nigga.
What you doing? You know what? What you doing? It's like in an instant, though. You can see it. In an instant, you are really like.
You're there.
You're there
yeah. in an instant. Like anything can happen. It could be a word. It could be a smell. It could be anything.
I even brought up war about it. Because war, you can go to war. You can come back and you're not in that environment.
Mm. Yeah.
If a person is raped.
Reliving it.
And let's say you try to have a normal functional sexual. I mean, that behavior to an extent will occur, but it just won't occur in the same circumstance.
Right. No.
I guarantee you there's no war like Bud Light, war light that a person can drink. It's almost like where they went and they had that. No. Mm-hmm. So it's a tougher experience. It's a tougher road to walk. Mm-hmm.
No,
it's a tougher path.
I've actually dealt with two women that have been raped.
You've dealt with more than that one.
Yeah, you've dealt with more than that.
But two that were open with me, and one, she really was dealt hard because, like, I think, like you said, it was people that you knew.
Yeah.
The dude that she knew grew up through Jack and Jill. You know how that is in rich folks, rich black folks. Yeah. And he raped her first week of college. Called mom. Like you said, the mom was, like, not supportive, and that was her biggest thing.
Yes.
Like, the woman who gave me life didn't support me. Like, it's kind of weird.
Right.
People don't know how to support us.
And she had issues, like you say, like that PTSD, I think she had. Because, I mean, we had a party one time, and she always had an issue. And in my mind, it was weird. She had an issue with black men. And
that was her assailant, probably, black man.
Yeah. And when we would go to one of our parties, I'd probably be dumb crowded. I'd be like, hey, I would always keep looking at her. I'd be like, you're good. And one of our parties, she wasn't good, and she left. And she ran out. And I looked at her back around. I was like, where the hell she go?
Yeah.
I do that.
I had to go get her. And I was like, you good? I was like, let's go. I was like, we out. It don't matter. Let's we out.
Yeah.
So, that shit real. That shit
it
real.
Is. One of the treatments we have, y'all, and I know you won't like it. It's called prolonged exposure. We take you back to that moment.
Mm. But.
And it's not only do I want you to remember that moment, I want you to remember everything.
I didn't sleep in a bed for 5 years.
Yeah, wow. It's a tough thing.
Yes. In a bed
yes.
for 5 years.
It's a tough thing.
After it happened.
Because the idea is people do a number of things to avoid thinking about it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
So, but what if, like, let's say you're scared of snakes,
mm-hmm.
and I put you in a room with a snake.
Mm-hmm.
For the first 10 minutes, you can be scared as hell.
Freaked out.
Your brain ain't designed to stay at that level of anxiety forever. Right. So eventually, you're just going to be mad. Y'all, get me out of this fucking room with a snake. At that point, it's not about fear. It's more anger.
Yeah.
And the idea is to put you there. They make you remember everything. What'd you smell? What'd you hear?
That's what I was saying,
What did you not anything. Let you out. Like, stay there. And until it almost becomes, it feels numb. But for people who've been, there's always this feeling of numbness anyway. But just to kind of, to dampen the sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
To not have it to its edge. If you were scared every time you saw Freddy's face and you only saw it once a year, you'd be scared every time one day came.
Right.
If I showed you that bitch every day, eventually, it wouldn't have the same
you know what?
Like your autonomic nervous system wouldn't shoot up. You wouldn't feel your skin crawling. You wouldn't start sweating. Eventually, I'm more of accustomed to this. This doesn't shake me like it used to.
Face your fears kind of thing.
Yeah. That worked because I took her out and said, what we're going to do is we're going to go out. Mm-hmm. And you let me know when you're uncomfortable. And we kept partying. We went to clubs. We stayed in tight spaces. We around black folks where she was uncomfortable.
Let me tell you about that anxiety. That anxiety level. I've run out of a club before. I've had to go to the bathroom and take a breath, like because you're being around a lot of people at once gives me so much anxiety. I was at IKEA the other day, and so my friend knows about my anxiety, and she saw my face. I don't know what I was doing, but she literally snatched me out of the crowd and went to the side. She goes, are you okay? I'm like, I am now. Like, it was like, I didn't even realize I was going through it, but I went through it, and it sucks because I'm just like, I'm controlling like that. So to lose that control in that moment, but I'm happy that she was able to
recognize.
See it. Yeah,
because, it was on your face.
And she and you know just but the thing about it is like even though anxiety for me is really just dealing with it sucks, but I'm glad I'm around so many people who actually, you know,
I don't feel that way anymore. Yeah. I don't feel anxious. I don't feel like I'm by myself. I don't feel like everyone's watching me, because I don't want anyone to watch me. I don't feel like alone. That's good, though. And I, the thing about it was, like, I would drink until I felt like I would drink until I was okay. Yeah. But now I don't have anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you know, I'm I don't have to like numb the pain of being in a crowd of people who don't know me that well.
Like damping your senses.
I mean, you drink a lot though. So
No, she don't. She's light as hell. She's too, 200 Jackson lemonade, she good.
If you drink a lot then and you drink a lot now, I mean, oh my God, I'm just joking.
I like my wine now.
Yeah, this wine.
You know what? You can look around the room and see who actually in the room having fun, enjoying themselves, you know, and they in their element. And Roz is always like that. Then you see other folks who just doing the most.
Too much.
Just doing too much. Trez don't do too much. You know,
he got to be at work tomorrow.
Yeah, he got to, you know.
Poor baby.
Well, it makes me happy that you're making your progress. It does.
It has made a lot of progress. Because
there's so many people that don't get where you are, baby girl.
No, because I didn't turn to drugs. I didn't turn to, like, being, you know, promiscuous. I didn't turn to any of that.
All right. Well, we had a very special episode of More About Nothing. And you guys were wonderful.
I'm so tired of him.